Hi, my name is Steph. I'm calling from BVEC at emergency. We have one of your patients, Fudge Bourne, who's presented. I was just hoping to get some advice or just to make sure I haven't missed anything. Oh, that would be great. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
A pigeon, actually. But I'm calling it a noisy minor because it's ours. When? For the first time ever.
Oh, I'm good, Vanessa. How are you? It's Steph here. Potentially a bit wild. Yeah, that's correct. And it was... Oh, okay. So she's presenting with tachypnea and increased effort that's progressed over a 48-hour period. So they lost Brownie in September. They got a new pig. She's about 3 years old from a guinea pig rescue. She's been there for about a month. A little bit of friction initially, but they've been great ever since. Getting along really well. She said Fudge has actually had way more energy. And then 48 hours ago, her respiratory effort started to increase, and Alison's really concerned because it looks just like Brownie did. Okay. I was actually going to ask you if guinea pigs get gallop rhythms, but yeah, that would muffled would be yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then you continue it how, like orally or? Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. I did think it was odd that she didn't have any nasal discharge. I'm like, she looks respiratory, but she doesn't have a nasal discharge. This is weird. Cool. That's good to know. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Great. Okay. That is fascinating. Thank you so much, Vanessa. I really appreciate all of that advice. That's awesome. I will. Oh, yeah, that bit's easy. It's Oh, Jesus. Well, yeah, advice is always easier to give than having to do it all and then yeah, no. That's my pleasure. I will keep you posted with an email once we have made some plans. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah. All right. I will go and have a chat with her. Excellent. That's right, my pleasure. Bye.